837 at AM 930 WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
It is the WEOL Morning Show. It's a Monday. And we are joined this morning by Scott Petrek of the Chronicle-Telegram, who covers the Browns. Browns played on Saturday night. Josh McCown up against his old team. And the Browns were victorious 31-7, but it's all just preseason. So Scott's here to tell us really what does it mean. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, we're doing okay. What does it say today? No pain, gain, still pain. You also said the Browns enjoyed the night but weren't getting carried away, but I would assume that some were getting carried off. Well, let's talk a little bit about that. Is it one step forward, two steps back? What do you see related to the Browns as they're moving forward here in the
preseason? No, I don't think so. I mean, I think it was a really positive night. That's the quote-unquote dress rehearsal, that third preseason game, and pretty much the Browns dominated. You know, the defense played better, got off the field on third down. Travis Benjamin has a punt return for a touchdown. The starting offense puts up 24 points in just over a half. It's all positive. The only negative is Duke Johnson, the rookie running back, left with the concussion. Pierre Desir and Charles Gaines, a pair of backup corners, also left with injuries. So it just wasn't, you know, a perfect night. But I think the Browns have to feel good about themselves heading into week one now against the Jets, because most of the starters will not play in the finale Thursday night.
Scott, Terrell Pryor practiced a little bit last week, but he did not play Saturday. Were you surprised by that?
No, only because the way he looked in the limited amount of practice time we got to watch, didn't look like he was going full speed yet. And then when we talked to him after practice, I want to say Thursday, he said, "Oh, it still depends on how I feel, and it's up to the coaches." So there's a different vibe compared to a guy like cornerback Joe Hayden and Duke Johnson, who hadn't practiced much but were expected to play for the first time. So in the field is wet down there, you know, there's rain before the game, and then they thought they might get the hurricane might blow through. So I wasn't shocked by it. I'll tell you what, though, it puts a lot of pressure, at least in my opinion, on this Thursday night game. And it gives actually fans a reason to watch. Usually that last preseason game is kind of a snoozer. But I'm really interested to see if Terrell Pryor plays, and then if he does, what can he show that determines whether or not he makes that regular season roster?
Travis Benjamin seems to, at least by some experts, to have regained some confidence when it comes to the punt return game. Do you see a difference in him at all?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Last year, I mean, that's the reason the guy was in the league for the first 3 or 4 years, is because he was a threat to take a punt return back for a touchdown every time. One of the fastest guys in the league. And last year, coming off a torn ACL, he just wasn't the same guy back there. He struggled to catch the ball. He struggled whether or not to call a fair catch, to let it bounce. When the Browns really needed somebody to catch it, they put in somebody else to catch the punts. So his confidence took a hit. He swore it didn't, but it seemed pretty obvious to anybody watching. This year, the knee's a year longer away from surgery. Looks like he's got his speed back. He's caught the ball much better in practice, and it's carried over to the limited action in preseason. But for him to open the game with that punt return for a touchdown, I'm sure it was a huge boost for him. You know, it locked up his roster spot, if there was any doubt about it. And he's been good as a receiver. He caught 4 balls for, I think, 39 yards, and a couple of them were tough catches.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned injury, and maybe I missed it. Can you give us an update on Phil Taylor?
Yeah, you know, it was his first time back was Saturday night. He had not played in the preseason. He'd been back. He'd been in practice and kind of slowly building up. He'd do some individual drills, and then he'd be in an inside run drill, and then he'd be in an 11-on-11 drill. So Saturday was the first time he played. He played 11 snaps. I'm not a defensive line expert. I was trying to see how he looked. It was not easy for me to tell, but Coach Mike Patton said that he was productive, which is a good sign because he was guaranteed more than $5 million this year in the last year of his contract. So I'm sure the Browns want him to make the team and have an impact, and they don't want to just give up on him. You know, he's coming off that major knee surgery. So I think it was a good sign that he was out there. assuming the knee holds up, I think Phil's then on the roster.
Danny Shelton sure looks like a load in the middle, doesn't he?
I'll tell you what, he has been impressed. I did not love that draft pick. I liked the kid, but I thought number 12 was high for nose tackle number one, especially if nose tackle is 350 pounds and might not be able to rush the passer, and at least that was the pre-draft scouting report by some experts. And he's shown he can do it all. I know it's preseason and a limited window, but not only is he a force in the run game, he collapses the pocket against, you know, as a pass rusher, which has created opportunities for fellow rookie Xavier Cooper has 3 sacks. Desmond Bryant had 1.5 sacks the other day. And most of these sacks, a lot of these have come with Danny on the field kind of collapsing the pocket from the middle and occupying a lot of bodies, giving the guys on the edge one-on-one opportunities. He's been a big, I think he's what the Browns hoped he would be, but to me he's been a big pleasant surprise.
And who's kicking for the Browns? I saw there's 2 people that were in the box score kicking in that game.
Yeah, Travis Coons and Kerry Spear, they're still in a battle. Both guys have never kicked in a regular season game. I don't know who has the edge. Nobody's missed one yet. I think Coons has a bigger leg on kickoffs. He carries it deeper, which helps. You know, you don't have to cover as many kicks. It obviously reduces the chance to give up a big play on a kickoff. It could come down to the fourth game. It could also come down to the Browns not having a big enough comfort level and deciding to go out and get a veteran that gets cut in the final cuts and deciding to add him. To me, it's still a big question mark what they're going to do with that kicker spot.
Talking with Scott Petrak of the Chronicle Telegram. You can read him in the CT, also on Twitter at Scott Petrak, P-E-T-R-A-C. The Browns playing
K.
R-A-K. Oh, well, the C is there from the Chronicle Telegram. It's the bifocals on a Monday, Scott. That's the problem with me here. The Chicago Bears is the next preseason. You talked a little bit about that. Getting ready for the opener against the Jets. Not that I haven't been focused on anything else than the Browns. What are the Jets doing this preseason? What can we expect on that first game? What are they bringing to the table?
Yeah, you know what? Their team kind of in upheaval. New coach and Todd Bowles. They lost their starting quarterback, Geno Smith, when he got sucker punched in the locker room by a linebacker. But they have a good defense. They carry a lot of defensive players from last year when Rex Ryan was there. They added Browns cornerback Buster Skrine. They had a bunch of corners on that team. They added Darrell Revis, who was with the Jets, and then he went to New England. They're going to have a good defense. I think points will be at a premium in this game. Ryan Fitzpatrick is a veteran, went to Harvard, has been in the league a long time. He's going to open the year as a quarterback, and he had a big game the other night. The Jets writers are saying if he plays like this, look out. So it's a game the Browns can win. I don't know if they, you know, I don't think you can say they're favored to win. I think if they play well, they win. If they don't, they lose. It's a pretty even matchup as far as talent.
Well, we hope to come out on top rather than not. It's best to start with a 1-0 than an 0-1, even though that'll be early in the season because we have a long road as we get through this 2015-16 season. Scott Petrak of the Chronicle Telegram, thanks for joining us. We'll talk with you again next week sometime as well.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks. It is 8:45 at AM 930 WEOL.